predicting that Bitcoin will tumble 95% to 96% from its November 2021 high. Bitcoin will fall from $69,000 to about $3,000 to $4,000, he said, adding that it's exactly that Amazon and the dot-coms did. Dent points to what he sees as overlapping crises as the reason for his pessimism. The pandemic shattered the global economy in many ways, leading to job losses and reducing consumer spending. Additionally, unprecedented inflation in most wealthy countries and supply chain disruptions have sparked serious concerns among investors and economists, forcing them to realize that this is not a big correction. It is a major crash, one that you have not seen in your lifetime, and the one that even the millennials will not see a bigger crash than this, Dent added. According to The Economist, despite efforts by central banks and their declared war on recession, we keep falling back into the recession because the economy underneath is really weak and really needs to get rid of a lot of really bad debt and zombie companies, and the central banks won't let the economy do its thing. Dent cautioned about the third wave of the crisis coming, emphasizing that in his view, it's going to creep up on the Federal Reserve before they can reverse the tightening. We have not cleaned up the massive debts and overvaluations of the biggest financial assets bubble in everything. We have never had a financial asset bubble in everything like this. This bubble has not been allowed to burst and clear out its excesses, which we need to do. And I think we are into that process now, Dent concluded. The Economist expects a crash more like 1929 to 1932, referring to the Great Depression, stressing that this is his best forecast at this time.
Welcome back to Aperture. In the first part of the program, we followed Javad, an Iranian nature explorer and documentary filmmaker, to the south of Iran and saw the most amazing combination nature could match together, the desert and the sea. We also met the region's native inhabitants and got acquainted with their unique lifestyle. Stay with us as Javad travels to other villages of the region to discover the culture and customs of the people.
In the past, the staple grains for all of Iran came from Sistan and Balochistan. But what for severe drought spells and misguided planning over the years, the province has completely lost that status. But today, in some areas of this province, and in the Bahu Kalat district in particular, all kinds of vegetables and tropical fruits are cultivated. There is a mango tree that's in full bloom, exploding with blossoms. In about 5 months, they will turn into delicious, juicy mangoes. This is heaven indeed. Walking around in the palm groves and other gardens in Bahu Kalat gives me a lot of peace. One of the most beautiful things I come across during my stroll is the Baluchi squirrel. The Baluchi squirrel, also known as the stripy or palm squirrel, is a unique species of rodents living in parts of Iran, Pakistan, India, Nepal, and Bangladesh. The most distinctive feature of this mammal is the dark stripes on a white background on its back. In the past, the inhabitants of Sistan and Baluchistan believed these stripes were the fingerprints of the gods. A typical Baluchi squirrel is between 13 and 15 centimeters from its head to the end of its rump, and its tail adds an additional 14 to 19 centimeters to its total length. It's quite refreshing to see Baluchi children playing and gallivanting around in the banana groves. Beautiful, pure souls, the product of their serene, peaceful surroundings. Children of Shir Gwaz spend the whole week waiting to go to the fruit groves near the village to expend some of their inexhaustible energy. What they also do is they cook their traditional food on their own, and just like their elders, they gather around, sing, and play. The kids here have distinctive, innocent faces. They are just gorgeous. And they're all wearing their traditional costumes, boys and girls alike. All wearing traditional clothes. They are among the oldest, most original tribes in Iran. They're very noble and very patient. They are a people with a lot of patience. And although some of them don't have good living conditions, they are very patient folks. They're so content. The Baluchi culture is the perfect example of a culture of nobility and peace, and those cultural traits are readily visible in the architecture of the old houses in this village. The architectural design is endemic to Baluchistan. You can't see anything like this anywhere else in Iran. There are also new houses in these areas with designs influenced by Indian and Pakistani cultures and architectures. One of the characteristics of Baluch families is their large populations. Wherever in the village I go, I'm surrounded by many of the little angels offering a breath of fresh air after a long day of hard work. They fill my heart with peace and joy. Perhaps one of the reasons these kids are so happy is their beautiful, tranquil, natural environments. Just as influential is the beautiful, happy colors used in the clothes that these little girls have on. Clothes that are embroidered by the artistic hands of their mothers. Hand embroidery on colorful clothes and fabric is among the most important crafts of Baluchi women. And fortunately, Baluchi women have been able to preserve this exquisite art, a skill handed down through generations. It's noontime. It can get really hot in Shir Gwaz, even in the middle of winter. But the boys of the village have a good solution to fighting the scorching heat. What they do at a time like this is jump into the waters of Shir Gwaz River and swim to their heart's content. These children usually play together in groups. The day offers an opportunity for me to make a return to the beautiful carefree days of my own childhood. Live life as an uninhibited, unabashed explorer of the unknown. Playing with these children serves as an outlet for the negative energy in me. Although the children in Shirguaz don't have much to entertain themselves with, they are all growing up happy, healthy, and strong by playing in groups and making the best of what their natural environment provides them with. No computers to spend the whole day on, playing virtual computer games that don't involve any physical activity, video games that have taken the place of playing outside for many kids today, outdoor experiences in nature, and plenty of physical activity that a growing body craves. These children's only toy is nature, going up trees, diving into the river and swimming, playing with animals, singing songs and helping their parents at home and on the farm, frolicking around and playing with stones and pebbles. This non-stop joyful mobility is the reason behind these children's physical health and happy disposition. Very soon, I leave the village and set out for my next destination. I have to travel 250 kilometers to the west of Balochistan, to a place 80 kilometers north of the city of Nikshar, a name that reminds me of my country's beautiful north. Given its unique geographical location, Balochistan has a diverse and strange climate. Some parts of this area is affected by the tropical climate of India, in the south by the Sea of Oman, in the west by the Jaz-Murian inland basin, and in the north by Lut Desert. Surrounded by these different climatic conditions, Balochistan features diverse lifestyles and various plant and animal species. Balochistan is a dry, water-thirsty land. The average annual rainfall in the province is around 110 millimeters. But the important thing is, all that water comes down in only a couple of torrential rainfalls that cause the rivers in the province to overflow their banks. The ensuing flooding leaves behind a trail of destruction every time. The people here tell me they get snow and blizzards in some winters too, because of the mountains in the Gorgan area. Perhaps you'll find it interesting to know there is a place named Gorgan in Sistan and Balochistan province. But no, it has nothing whatsoever to do with the city of Gorgan in the north of Iran. This area is comprised of around 11 villages punctuating this mountainous area. It can get freezing cold here. The people of Balochistan say, except for Mount Taftan and Mount Basman, the only other place where you can see snow in the highlands is the same Gorgan region in Balochistan. It can get really cold here. Because of the altitude and the relatively good rainfall here, this valley usually has a good amount of water. And abundant water means life and prosperity. The people of Gorgan are either farmers or orchard owners or livestock keepers. The most important thing for them to be able to do any of those things is to have clean drinking water. The people of the first village I visit are very kind and hospitable. In my conversations with them, I realize all the young people in the village are busy working simply because there is enough water. Everyone has something to do. They're all grateful to God for all their blessings. Their biggest asset is contentment. I could say most of the things I have seen in this village were built from scratch by the men and women living here. They are all content with what they have. They even have electricity. They live a beautiful, simple, and healthy life, away from the hustle and bustle of city life and excesses that distract human beings from their true self and from nature. The Baluch community leads a simple lifestyle in their simple homes in Baluchistan. They don't even expect a paved road. The peace that these lovely people exude is a breath of fresh air against the vicissitudes of city life. I am so at peace when I am in their fold. Before long, I resume my journey and arrive in the village of Archenik, a bucolic settlement second to none. But it isn't the architecture and natural environment that lends Archenik its beauty. The most beautiful thing I come across is the hospitality of the local inhabitants. Archenikis are hard-working, hospitable people. Moments after I reach the village, one of the elders comes to welcome me and invite me to his beautiful house, and the family gives me the red carpet treatment. Personally, I have a lot of respect for the culture and customs of this lovely ancient tribe and have tried my best not to have a negative impact on the culture or any of the good social norms of this community. Instead, I learned from them things that I had no idea about before I met them. I have had many trips to far and exotic places in Iran. And on those trips, I saw many and varied village houses and nomad tents, but nothing like the teeps in the Gorgan region. Beautiful, modest homes that offer peace and tranquility, just like their natural surroundings. Village elder Pir Muhammad fills me in on how they build their houses. My trip is nearing its end. That means I have to leave the beautiful Sistan and Baluchistan province and head back home. I leave with a bag of experience and memories as sweet as the dates of Gorgan, and I do so knowing that I haven't done any harm to the natural environment and the culture of this ancient tribe.
Well, I'm quite sure that this week's documentary about Iran's natural wonders intrigued all our audience across the globe, and I hope it inspires you to come and explore the hidden treasures of Iran. And that's it for this week. Do keep in touch with us, and until next week, goodbye. Thank you.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program.
This is A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, what is the true goodness in the life? In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, may his peace and blessings be upon Muhammad and his pure, immaculate Ahlul Bayt. Salaamu Alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. I'm Farhad, your host, and I'm very honored to be with you in this program. So we are going to start our program with a question, and that is a very common question we see throughout our youths, especially when they are struggling with their own families. Imagine someone has asked, and I'm a young man studying at the first stages of the university. My father says that all happiness lies on studying until I obtain a doctorate degree, and then I shall earn lots of money. He has not at all concerned about my religious affairs. He does not ask me about my prayers, fasting, or faith at all. I know that his mindset is incorrect, but I cannot say the truth to him. What should I do? Very good. So to answer this question, I should say that you should study and learn so you can be high in this life as your father wishes. If he sees you do so, he will not deny your prayer, fasting, or faith. The Holy Quran says, and take by the means of what Allah has given you, the future part, and do not neglect your portion of this world. So do not give your father an excuse to persecute you in your religion. As long as you can do both studying and performing your religious obligations, if there is a suitable occasion, try to explain to your father the meaning of this tradition. When once Imam Ali ﷺ was asked about goodness, and he replied, goodness is not to have much money and many children, but goodness is to have much knowledge and to be magnanimous and to be proud among the people of worshipping your Lord. Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z IRB English Radio, Call of Islam page, and I'm Farhad. I'm very honored to be with you for this program. We were talking about a very common problem, probably in some families, that the father, they put lots of importance of studying and earning lots of money, while they do not put any points about the religious affairs, and some of our youths will suffer from this kind of situation. And we ask that the real goodness is earning lots of money, but it is to have and obtain lots of knowledge about religion and being magnanimous throughout the people and to be proud among the people of worshipping our Lord. And as far as we can study and get the very high level in life and also doing our religious affairs together, there is no obstacle in front of us. So we can do both of them together. There is no problem. So we can have our families satisfied with ourselves, as well as we can have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be satisfied with us. But if you see your father deny your religion in this occasion, some families will suffer from this problem as well. Even though you should do not what he wants from you, do not submit to him, because there is no obedience to a creator if it means disobeying the creator, as we have received in a hadith from our prophet. In any case, you should be very polite in dealing with your father and with the entire family, for Allah has ordered in his book to worship him first and to be dutiful and kind to parents second. You may, with Islamic morals, guide your father and save him from his moral poverty. And thus, good morals are the best means to achieve success after success. So, there is nothing to say more about this kind of occasion and about this kind of father and his likes, except to offer this tradition of the Prophet ﷺ, when he once looked at some children and said, "Woe unto the children of last time on earth from their fathers." Someone said, "Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, from their polytheist fathers?" The Prophet ﷺ said, "No, from their faithful fathers. They do not teach them anything of obligations, and if the children learn, they prevent them and they become satisfied with them for a little material things of the worldly life. I am free from them, and they are free from me." It's a very, very, very important hadith we have received from the Prophet ﷺ. And we, as fathers, as mothers, have to bear in our mind this hadith and to not treat with our children, to not treat with our youths in this way. Because that Prophet has said that, "I am free from this kind of people and they are free from me." And we never like to be free from the Prophet ﷺ and his immaculate Ahlul Bayt. I hope everyone a happy life and a life based on Islamic rules and Islamic principles. Thank you for staying with us.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Immersion in the virtual world.
Part 1.
Searing graphic images, a cool and immersive universe where you are the hero. It's far from Mom and Dad's Pong, Tetris, and Super Mario. But today's video games are also about money. Lots of money. An industry that racks up $83 billion a year, according to some financial experts. That's more than the movies. To sell, what works is often used and abused. Sex, and especially violence. It stands out in big box stores. The most numerous and visible games are not recommended if you are under 18 years old. In the world of psychopaths or even soldiers, the idea is to lick the enemy. The real problem is when you then tour the video game salons, like here at Polymanga, and observe that lots of boys couldn't care less about the age limit. Youth who play a lot and parents who are often lax. Pay attention, Yes, because even if most players suffer no after effects, about 10% of adolescents have problems with this virtual world, according to some European studies. 1 out of 10, and a percentage on the rise. Heading the concerns, the time spent daily, violence or not. Christian, 16 years old, is no longer a rare case. Family time together becomes rare with these addictions. Christian parents are divorced, thus the perfect opportunity to play twice as much. According to Christian, it's sports that saved him. And for a year now, he has abandoned his joystick to pump iron. A vicious circle that is not always easy to escape. Mike is 19 years old with Swiss and American citizenship. He was immersed in FPS video games at a young age, first-person shooter games.
I've played games ever since I was a kid, really, with my friends, by myself, with my family, always. Back then, it was just, you know, a hobby that I would do for fun and something that, you know, I would, a common hobby that I would share with my friends. But then eventually it started getting to the point where I was depending on it emotionally.
And how addictive did it get?
It got to the point where it probably could have ruined my life. And if I don't take care of it right now, I could still do that. But I feel like nowadays I'm just a little bit too self-aware to let that happen.
Would you use the term of addiction in your case?
Definitely.
Mike could pass 8 hours a day playing, targeting, and shooting. When we met him, he'd been in therapy for 18 months in a detox center in Geneva.
But so when it came up here, that the idea was like, no, you're not going to have the computer during the week when you're in school.
And you're not going to be able to do those things that you wanted to do.
So what was that? So you felt like you were losing something?
Yeah, I definitely felt like I was losing something. I felt like I was losing opportunity to get away from the world longer. There's that.
Okay. Can you explain that to me a bit more, this whole being away from the world? And so you sit at the computer, there's already this physical feeling of sitting there that makes you feel, how would you say it?
I'm not so sure. I don't think, maybe we should rephrase what I said earlier, not away from the world, maybe just away from society for the moment, or at least the part of society that I don't want to be part of, because when, you know, I'm in front of the computer, and when I do engage with the people on the computer, I'm engaging with the people that I want to engage, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, having to deal with the people in the bus and the people on the sidewalk and the people at school and the teachers and all that. It's just who I want, pretty much what I want.
After having spent part of his childhood in the United States, Mike now lives with his mother in Geneva. Like many parents, his mother didn't realize what was happening. Today, Mike only plays on the weekend. The attraction remains strong. When it's Friday night, he doesn't head for the bars, but rather to his bedroom.
A year and a half ago, when I did start the therapy, I still didn't think about, you know, my habits about, you know, playing games and how often and, like, my dependency on it. Even though I was kind of aware that, you know, it was something that was there, I was just kind of like, eh. Just wasn't something that I was able to think about. And now just the fact that I know so much about it and that I have the want to improve, that already is just huge to me.
Endless immersion in the virtual world, a growing problem for this referral center in Geneva. A specialized center initially for drug addiction. So, a new drug, with what effect on behavior? It's the central question of our inquiry, the most polemic. Because if the majority of addicts pull through with help, regrettably, it's not the case for everyone. Isolation, violence, and taking action are the heart of a tragedy that shook the U.S. Chronology of a tragedy that rekindles the debate.
Sometime before 9:30 a.m., Adam Lanza pulled out of the driveway at 36 Yogananda Street for the last time. Several minutes later, he pulled into Riverside Drive. He drove past the sign that read, Sandy Hook Elementary School, Welcome Visitors, and made a slight loop around the Sandy Hook parking lot. He pulled to a stop against the vertical yellow lines of the school's fire lane. Adam hesitated briefly at the entrance, then stepped back, pointed the rifle at the large plate glass window to the right of the door, and pulled the trigger 8 times. Pop, 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 pop. The explosion of glass and gunshots echoed throughout the hallways and classrooms of Sandy Hook Elementary, destroying the peace and tranquility forever.
There has been a deadly shooting at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut.
This is an ABC News special report.
And we do have the breaking news of a shooting at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut. The worst grade school shooting in U.S. history, at least 27 dead, 20 children, 7 adults, including the principal, and the gunman killed himself.
We now know his name. We know he's 20 years old, Adam Lanza.
Officials say Lanza shot his mother, Nancy, multiple times, killing her in her bed.
The looming question is why this man then decided to come to this school. He shows up at a place where they're making gingerbread houses in preparation for the holidays and Christmas presents. Just kids. A man in black enters with a vest and multiple weapons and begins a massacre.
Hours after the massacre, the New York journalist Matthew Lisiak was sent on site. He investigated Newtown for nearly 5 months.
In telling this story, it's not to glorify a killer. It's to try to understand why this happened. Because if we stop trying to really figure out why these things happen, we give up the future to the next killer. And I have 4 daughters. You know, I'm not prepared to let that happen.
Why does this massacre also interest us? Police quickly made a stunning discovery in the Lanzas' home. Bedroom windows covered with black plastic bags, a den full of arms and ammunition, but also computer screens, computer consoles, and video games.
They also found a list that he had compiled that was extremely precise and sophisticated, unlike anything people have seen, of mass killings in America, internationally, I believe. And it read like high scores in a video game. Number one, number two, number three, kills, weapon used. So he studied these people. He studied it all, trying to make himself on the very top, which is one of the motivating factors. I think he went into Sandy Hook. He was trying to kill as many people as possible. If you went into a mall, people could run. You go classroom to classroom, nobody has anywhere to go.
Reverence was quickly squashed by heated debates. Looking to point the fingers, on the one hand, the weapons are at fault. On the other, video games.
Vicious, violent video games with names like Bulletstorm, Grand Theft Auto.
What about the violence in our video games? The depiction of these assault weapons again and again.
Violence, the realism that you find in games and movies.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Barack Obama.
It became urgent to calm the fire. Thus, in January 2013, the American president pleaded for exploring all leads. Better control of gun access, of course, but not only that.
Those who oppose even modest gun safety measures have threatened to defund scientific or medical research into the causes of gun violence. I will direct the Centers for Disease Control to go ahead and study the best ways to reduce it. And Congress should fund research into the effects that violent video games have on young minds. We don't benefit from ignorance. We don't benefit from not knowing the science of, this epidemic of violence.
A message that is heard. Seven professors of the American Psychological Association got together. An independent task force made public the results of an enormous meta-analysis on violent video games. Before returning to Newtown, direction Washington, D.C., I met one of the seven professors of the task force.
The work that was done was quite extensive. What a meta-analysis is, it's basically a summary of all the existing research. We started with about 170 studies, and it took us about 2 years. There were things that we found in the literature review. We had people, we contacted scholars who were well-known in the field, asked them to send us recent studies we may not know or anything they thought that we should be aware of. And we just accumulated all of them and sorted through them all and scored them and read them and spent a lot of time evaluating them.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So here we are again, alhamdulillah, with brothers Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, Fawad Haider, and Ali Nasir, and I really welcome them all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah and welcome. How are you, Hussein?
Wa alaikum salam, how are you, sir?
Alaikum salam, alhamdulillah. How are you, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Great. Fawad Haider?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
That's great. Alhamdulillah. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
That's great. Welcome, welcome, and welcome. Inshallah, today we'll again work on practical tajweed rules, okay? On Surah Ali Imran, inshallah. So today, the verses that we'll talk about will be verse number 104 and 105 in Surah Ali Imran, page
63.
So brothers and sisters, please open up the Quran and turn to page 63, ayah 104 and 105. Let's everybody listen once.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal takum minkum ummatun yad'una ila al-khayr ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ.
Nice recitation, alhamdulillah. So we will have a quick and a short explanation, then we'll move on to the main part of our class, the tajweed rules. All right?
Yes.
So, A'udhu Billahi Min Ash-Shaytan Ar-Rajim. Allah Almighty says in Ayah 104, Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Next ayah, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. أحسنتم. So, what does Allah Almighty say? Allah Almighty says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ. There has to be a nation among you. Okay, a nation or a group of people among you. Who, what should they do? يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. Summoning to the good. Inviting people to the good. Alright?
Yes.
وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And bidding what is right. Commanding people, inviting people to do good things. أَمْرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Right?
Yes.
وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And forbidding what is wrong. Right? And preventing or stopping people from doing bad things. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلُحُونَ. It is they who are the felicitous, okay? The people who are prosperous. The happy people. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ. And then Allah says, Allah Almighty says, do not be like those who became divided. كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا. Became divided or divided into different groups, sects, okay? وَاخْتَلَفُوا. And differed after manifest signs. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. Okay? It means keep yourself unified, united. Yes? Do not be like those who are ununited. Because disunity, okay, just brings what? Brings what? Misery. Brings problems, troubles to the society, to the community. وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For such, there will be a great punishment for such people, okay? Which type of people? Those who do not care about unity, right? So the punishment, of course, they will see the results in this world as well. Yeah, they will be having a lot of troubles, a lot of problems, war between the nations, yes? Different groups of people, if they don't care about each other, they don't respect each other. So yeah, a lot of problems will be there in the community. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. So that's all. I want you, inshallah, to refer to the Tafasir books for more, because there are a lot of things to learn. Now we'll mention some important tajweed rules, and Fawad Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir will practice, inshallah. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So, وَلْتَكُنْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ. Without tajweed, I'm reading. يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Let's mention the important tajweed rules. وَلْتَكُنْ نُون ساكن. And, you know, if we have a نُون ساكن or a تنوين, we better pay attention to
The rules,
okay? We have to apply the rules. Now, Nun Sakin, if we have. After Nun Sakin, the next thing we do is that you have to look for the next letter after the Nun Sakin or the Tanwin, right?
Yes.
And whenever you find it, whenever you found the letter after it, match it with one of those four rules that you had. Yes, four rules. Whether it will be Ikhfa, Idgham, إقلاب or
إظهار.
إظهار. So now, ولتكن نون ساكن plus ميم
إضغام.
Right? إضغام for sure إضغام. So you merge them. ولتكن. Yes, you merge nun to meme with meme and yeah, prolong it for two beats.
Yes.
Also a nasal sound. غنّة. ولتكم. Next one. منكم. Again, min nun ساكن plus kaf.
إخفاء.
Now, yeah, kaf matches the rest of the letters, the group of the rest of the letters.
Yes.
So إخفاء. You better. Huh? What do you do?
Hide the sound.
Hide the sound of nun. منكم. So, repeat after me. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ
وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ
أحسنت. One is إضغام, the other one is إخفاء hiding. Now, أُمَّةٌ. Again, تنوين. After تنوين, what is the next letter?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it matches
إضغام.
إضغام. يرملون letters. With nasal sound also. So, let's merge them. أُمَّةُي توي, right? And also the meme itself has a تشديد. So, a غنّة sound, yes?
Yes.
أُمَّتُوي. Read it.
أُمَّتُوي.
أحسنتم. Now, يدعونا. Whenever the دال is ساكن, there is a rule applied.
قلقلة.
قلقلة. And four more letters. طا, با, جيم
and دال
قاف
قطب جد
دال دي so you echo the sound read them with an echoing sound yes how do you read it حسين
أمتي
أمتي
يدعون
أها أحسن يدعون إلى الخير pay attention to the خ خيري ويأمرون بالمعروف دلر عين وَيَنْهَوْنَ يَنْهَوْنَ نُونْ سَاكِنْ هَا plus هَا it's إِلْهَار literally you don't change anything just read it clearly read it yes يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ مُنْكَرِ the same as the other one مِنْكُمْ they're the same إِخْفَى وَأُولَئِكَ the mad is wajib here we have mentioned it many times
yes.
هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ هَا pay attention and وَلَا تَكُونُ وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا There is no special tajweed rule, only the letter ra, qaf, and thal. Pronounce them correctly. وَاخْتَلَفُوا خَا مِنْ بَعْدِ مِنْ بَعْدِ نُن ساكين plus ba.
إقلاب.
Ba matches إقلاب, yes. So you better what?
Change.
Change what to what?
Nun sound to meme.
To half meme sound, meme. But is it a complete meme sound?
No, half.
Hidden meme sound, yes?
Half,
hide
yes.
The meme.
Hidden half.
Yeah. Yeah. Meme, instead of saying meme, the letter meme. Say meme halfly. Yes? Meme ba'di. Right?
Yes.
Meme ba'di. That's it. Ma ja mad wajib. Ahumul bayinat. Wa ulaika lahum azabun azim. There is no rule, yes? عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ So, clearly
no
say it. Okay, that's it. Now, we mentioned the important tajweed rules. Let me recite. Make sure you repeat after me, okay?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, please recite, inshallah, after us. Practice. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ
وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر
أحسنت منكر وأولئك هم المفلحون
وأولئك هم المفلحون
ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات
ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات
وأولئك لهم عذاب عظيم
وأولئك لهم عذاب عظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم That's it, mashallah, mashallah So, alhamdulillah, we finished this session Make sure, inshallah, you practice well Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us inshallah, see you in the next session. Stay with IRIB English Radio. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools, Networks and Brothers here. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
IRIB English Radio.